This is episode 5 of Chismosa Chinitas. For this podcast, I have Jonas with me. He's kind of like the one we're talking about in the last podcast with, like in the whole orgy and everything. So basically, this is a pretty long podcast, as you can see, and I hope you guys like it because it was like so much fun doing this thing. We did try to make a previous podcast, but because of like his mic and which you'll find out where it's been if you like listen on, and because of Yahoo Messenger, that didn't really go too well. So have fun with the podcast, and post up comments either in twistedsunshine.podomatic.com or up in my Yahoo Messenger account, which is chismosachinitas@yahoo.com. All right, enjoy.
Right.
So, no, I was just saying that I threw up last night.
Mhm.
Because I felt really weird and stuff, so I threw up, and after that, I recorded kind of like a podcast since I didn't have internet.
Mm.
But then, like, I don't know if I want to use that, so I'm still thinking about it. But yeah.
So were you like drunk?
No, I wasn't sure because I like all of a sudden I just felt really, really bad, like really dizzy and sick, and I felt like pale and everything. Mm. And I didn't even drink alcohol, so like I took a medicine, but then like when I threw up, I could see like the whole medicine still like on the thing. So I was like, okay, I guess the medicine didn't take effect because it didn't dissolve.
Cause you threw it up.
Yeah.
It was like the capsule stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You should've like just licked it up or something.
Not good. I'm not as gross as you.
I mean, it's not good, but it's like healthy. It'll help you.
If I lick the stuff off my puke?
Wait. What kind of medicine was it anyway? Tylenol?
No, I forgot, because I have a lot of medicine here. I think it was Advil, because at first, like, I was, like, my head was really hurting.
Mm.
So I took that, and then later on I puked. So I kind of, like, puked Advil out.
Oh.
And then, I was really pissed, and I couldn't really do anything, so I called my friend, and then that obviously ended up in a fight again, but then we ended up being okay, so after that I fell asleep, and so that's basically what happened.
So
but it took me like an hour to puke everything out, which is hard because I didn't really eat anything the whole day, so it's kind of like puking nothing.
So you puked for an hour?
Like almost, like on and off, like I'd be running back and forth.
Oh.
And like after, I kind of like felt that my throat was weird because
I know what you're talking about.
I could induce it, like I've been inducing it without using like my finger, like I could just naturally throw up at any time I want to. So after, I kind of like felt that my throat or like my esophagus was way weird or like there.
That's your stomach acid burning your throat.
Yeah, that's what my sister told me.
That's not good.
Yep.
Next time you should just like eat breaded foods like between.
Well, if it's
like carb soak it up.
I remember once, I think this was like a year or 2 years ago, I got food poisoning. So, I kept on throwing up, and I seriously thought I was gonna die. And, finally, I threw up like two big globs of I don't know.
Jello.
They didn't look like gastric juices. They just looked like two globs of jellyfish.
Oh.
And then after that, I felt so much better. It was like really clear. And it probably like looked like those silicone stuff they put in breast, like for breast implants.
Oh, silicone?
It looked like that. Like two kind of like mid-sized globs of those. So that was weird. I don't really know where that came from.
Sounds like you ate a whole bunch of lechon.
No, that night I ate, the night before, my dad said I probably got it from clams, because I like a lot of seafood. And the night before, I ate a lot of those mussels and clams. And my dad said
Yeah, like your stomach did a process them in time, and I guess your stomach rejected it.
Yeah. But then it was weird, because when I was puking everything out, there was no solid thing. It was seriously, like, everything was just, like, liquid.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay, this is weird. Like, I'm talking about puke and everything.
Have you ever ate bun lai?
You don't eat bun lai.
So wait, you swallow it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were a swallower.
Yeah.
You don't know how hot that is right now. You don't know how hot that's making me.
Okay. That's making you hot. Well, that wasn't my intention. Although, I don't know. I guess it's really... Do you guys like that? Like, prefer that?
Well, like, I'm not too experienced in the thing, because technically I only had one. It was a spitter slash swallower. I don't know if you want me to just tell a story. It's not, like, too gross, but it's,
is this
like,
the girl you were talking about?
No. This was, like, 2 years ago. Like,
oh, okay.
We met up on MySpace, and I put up a bulletin saying, like, hey, whoever wants to meet me on my birthday, meet up at Bennigan's or something. That's like the Irish, Scottish.
Yeah, yep, I know Bennigan's, yeah.
Yeah, like, so we did, right? I was there with some of my friends, and then, like, we met up. She gave me a present, that cat show.
You've never met her?
No, I never met her.
Oh.
Like, but you know, like, this is a San Diego, it's like the place of where people, or everybody know each other in somehow way. And so, alright, I got, like, I didn't get too drunk, but then I started getting more drunk and more drunk and more drunk, because, like, everyone started buying me shots, right? And so I was like, hey, can you give me a ride to my friend's house? My car's parked over there. And then, like, we drove 15 minutes down south, and I was like, so you're going to go home or what? She goes, I don't know. That's the way she would talk. She would be like, I don't know, yeah, oh, yeah. I was like, oh my god, this girl's like socially retarded. Just say like yes, no, or like, I can just like, tell a story or something. And, but, I was like, so, you're not gonna go home? She goes, I don't know. I was like, you wanna come over or something? And she goes, okay. Like, alright, so, like, we get to my house, and, it wasn't even 5 minutes, like, she was sitting on my couch in my room, and I was like, so, are you cold? She's like, yeah. I was like, do you want me to, like, hold you or something? She goes, okay. I was like, dude. And, like, I start rubbing up on her and stuff, we start getting to business, and, like, you know, we start taking off clothes and blah, 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 and, like, I do my thing with her, like, and, like, I hear her, and it took an hour, dude. I was, like, getting bored, too. I was, like, watching Conan O'Brien on TV while I was doing it, and I was like, okay. And then it took her forever, and I was like, alright, my turn. And, like, I was like, alright, here we go. I was, like, saying in my head, Alright, this is it. Yup, okay. She goes down on me and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? She's like, you know, like how you go up on the lollipop, you just like putting your mouth and you're like tonguing the head and shit.
Uh-huh.
That's what she was doing. I was like, what the hell is she doing? Like, this doesn't feel like a blowjob.
Uh-huh.
She's like, this is like my first time, so she's like, I'm like, no, this is my first time, but for damn sure, I know she's doing it wrong.
Okay.
And then, like, it was just like, ah. It really sucks. So I just, like, took her head and was like, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Oh my god, that's, like, such an insult. I mean, like, I so pity the girl.
But I don't know how I was supposed to take it. I don't know how I was supposed to enjoy it. I just know I was supposed to feel good, and I know what to do to myself to make myself feel good. It's just like straight up and down, you know, straight to business. No, like, bullshit. And so I did my business in her mouth, and then she was like, it looked like she was about to, she needed to spit, right? So I grabbed her a towel, I grabbed, like, any kind of fabric around me, and then she spits, right?
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that it was her shirt. I'm like, whoops.
What? It was what?
It was her shirt.
Oh my god! Okay.
I'm like,
stupid.
Oh shoot, I'm sorry. And then, like, try to sleep. I turned off the TV and was like, oh man, it feels like so wrong. Like, I didn't expect it to happen this way. I wanted to at least like the girl before I did something with her, and I just went to business. Like, it was a straight buzz killer. And then, like, I couldn't sleep because, like, it was a couch, you know, you can't really sleep with anyone on the couch unless you're, like, that sleepy. And so I went on my futon, and then I slept 3 hours, and then she woke me up saying, like, oh, I need to go to school now. I'm like, okay, hey, you want to go for round two? She goes, okay. And then, you know, does my business, and, like, she's still doing it wrong, so I'm like, okay, fuck it. Up, down, you know?
So, and wait, like, you guys didn't have sex?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have to like the girl to have, like, sex with her. But, like, the thing was, she, like, swallowed it really weird. She, like, put her head back, and she was, like, gurgling it.
Ew!
Yeah, I was like, I had the worst look on my face. I could, like,
oh my
see myself.
God.
She was like, it tastes like beer. And I was like, okay. And then another worst thing she tried to do was she went up to me. She goes, she holds me and she goes, I need to go to school now. And she tried to kiss me on the lips right after she did that.
But hey, then like, again, it's your call.
But still, that's like, it's sort of an insult. Like, you know what you, I was like, you know what you just did? And you're trying to kiss me. She starts giggling and she leaves, right? She leaves with the same shirt that she spit in last night.
Oh my god.
And she goes to school with it. I'm like, ah. Oh. And then, for 3 hours, I popped in a movie, and then I just felt so nasty. I felt so violated.
You felt like, violated.
I know, I did. I'm sorry, but all right. You know, her story was before we did anything, she was like, I was like, did you ever do anything like this before? She goes, yeah. I go, when? She's like, 2 weeks ago. I'm like, with who? And she's like, some guy I met online. I was like,
oh my god, so she really does that. I mean, because for me, I was wondering if you just posted it up on your bulletin and, like, she showed up and she doesn't even know you. So, like, that's weird.
No. Well, the bulletin thing was, like, I posted a bulletin. It was like, hey, whoever wants to come over. You know, I'm gonna, like, about to get drunk or something. And she goes, oh, yeah? What you really want to do? And she's, you know, like, this was 2 days before my birthday, and
Oh. We
just started chatting online, and then, you know, she starts getting all, like, needy, cuddly, like, started giving me hints, like, oh, she already likes me and shit.
Ew.
Oh.
Well, she probably does that just to, like, either get laid or, like, you know, get it on with a guy.
I don't know. Basically, I think she wants someone fast. Like, she'll even give it up just to, like, try to hang on to somebody. But then, like, before we did that, like, 2 minutes before we did that, I asked her, like, who was it with, you know? And she's like, oh, some guy. And I was like, who's the guy before that? And she's like, oh, I was, like, seeing him for, like, 4 weeks. She's like, I had sex with him in the car all the time. And then, I don't know, when I looked at her twat, dude, it was, like, it looked like roast beef. Sorry to, like, say that out to all my fellow podcasters, but, yeah, it was, like, Torah. But I was like, it was like right then and there, and you know, if it's there, you gotta do something with it, you know.
But then like, that's legit. Such a bad experience for you.
It was like
the girl.
I don't know. I kind of had a breakthrough like right after that. Like the whole time I was feeling shit right after. Like I took a shower and I like scrubbed really hard, and killed off. I still feel dirty. I went to my friend's house feeling like, I got the raw deal and all that.
Yeah.
But then I came to a conclusion, like, I'm only gonna, like, try to find nice girls, you know? I want someone I can have a, good conversation with. I want someone that could, like, you know, make me feel good, like, mentally, socially, and spiritually, and you know, like that. I don't want to, like, mess with anyone, just anyone like that.
Interesting. Sorry, but I really feel sorry for you for that whole experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. I thought I was beginning to look like the asshole, but...
No.
I kind of was, because I kind of gave her the cold shoulder after that.
Like, oh, so you guys still met and stuff after that?
No. She lives like 25 minutes from where I live.
Oh.
She's probably closer to L than where I live.
Oh, so you live close to L?
Somewhat. About 2 hours away or so.
Oh, okay.
But like, this girl, she's like, she didn't look all that, but I was, like, willing to give her a chance, you know, like, alright, you know, she's interested in me, so, I shouldn't pass up any chance that I have, because, you know, you don't want to end up with the could've, should've, would've,
yep.
You know, you always gotta, like, give everything a chance, give the benefit of doubt and whatnot, but, it was the worst experience, but then, you know, bad experiences, bad examples, situations, you know, like, it's for the better, you know? Like, you always learn from your mistakes and all that. Like, I'm the type of person to, want to experience things firsthand before having it said to me, so I can actually harness and feel the real saying of what people are saying.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, it's very rare that you actually hear from a guy, like, that they feel violated and stuff. But then, I don't know. Well, coming from you, I really feel sorry for you, for what you had to go through.
I know, it was a life-learning experience.
Interesting.
But if I never went through it, I'd still probably be wondering it right now.
So that whole thing came from either spitting or swallowing.
Actually, it's both. Yeah, that's how it started, huh?
Yeah.
Like, do you spit or swallow?
Well, I can't say I just swallow. That's basically it.
I mean, it's protein, right?
Okay, if you put it that way.
I'm sacrificing my day's worth of protein just so you can get your healthy benefit for the day.
I was kind of thinking that, man, I should kind of at least not use my real name anymore and stuff if I'm gonna share all these information with everyone, because Obviously, like my
you
friend.
You give out your last name. That's it.
Well, I never gave out my last name.
Anyone could Google Joan from whatsoever, and then
a million Jones would probably come up.
Yeah.
So that's good, but yeah. So I don't know. Does like spitting or swallowing apply for guys? Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, like you know, people have a preference, like. You never know, some guy might say like, oh, I like girls spitting it out onto my chest or something, you know.
I mean, no, for guys, when they go down on girls, does it also apply if they spit or swallow? Yes, right?
Girls come too, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it common for girls to come a lot or a little?
I don't know, because, I guess you could say I come a lot.
Really? So you're like a squirter?
No, I don't think I'm a squirter, but then, apparently like, it's just a lot. Like, even, before I come, like when, you know, when I get horny and stuff, apparently it's a lot. Like, one time, it was so embarrassing. One time, so I was kind of like, okay, I guess horny, and I was wearing, pants, like, they weren't jeans, but they weren't made out of cotton. I don't know what the fabric was, but apparently, it was a good thing that I had a jacket, because it was kind of like, seeped through, like, you could see it from the outside.
Oh, like a wet pant.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, it's a good thing I had, like, a jacket on or something. So, yes, I guess.
I don't know, like, say if the guy said, oh, you taste good, blah, 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 and I guess if it was his kind of fetish, he'll, like, swallow it, but other guys would just, like, leave it hanging. Some guys would, like, go straight to a towel and swipe it off and get some, like, mouthwash or whatever, but... I don't know, I've never been in that situation where, like, do I swallow it? Do I just leave it on my face, or do I wipe it off?
Oh, okay.
So we'll just have to see when it comes to that situation, and then I can come back and podcast it someday.
Well, I remember a couple of my friends were saying that, because obviously they talk about like their girls and like who they did it with or like who they went down on, and like I remember one of them was like saying that, oh my god, she really like stinks, like stinks like bad stink. And I'm like, oh my god, that's gonna be, and it's a good thing that the girl's a bitch, because I didn't feel sorry for her. But then like, if she was, like, a nice person, I'd feel so sorry for her if, like, people or, like, guys would speak that way behind her back and stuff.
Well, if she really stank, then that's, like, that's something that could be helped, and that's something, like, unsanitary, and they shouldn't have done it, you know? She's probably on a rag or...
Apparently she's really like that, because the guy was saying that... obviously, this isn't me, because if you ask people, okay, this is weird, I obviously don't stink at all, so that's good. But, like, for that girl, the guy was saying that apparently she pees, like, a lot, like, really often, and that's what makes it stink. So I don't know if that's true or not, because I don't stink, and, like, you know.
That's like a bladder infection or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Uncontrollable bladder, you know.
I know, so... And that girl's, like, the bitchiest girl I've ever met, so I'm really happy that she's not good in bed or whatever.
Does she, like, clean frequently, at least?
I don't know. Like, I have no idea, because, She kind of, like, before me, She kind of like slept with my quote unquote friend.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I think she's such a bitch. No, and she was telling me that, oh, you know what? You're going to the States, right? Trust me, he's really going to cheat on you. And that was supposed to be his like best friend and something, so.
Oh.
So I was like, oh my God, like I had to tell everyone else. I'm like, you know, if I felt that way, I'm sure like all his other friends would tell me. But then like no one ever, like not even a single one of them did. So there. She, yeah, I don't really, well, I felt really bad because for a while I used to like, you know, like her and stuff, and then like I realized so much more stuff about her and like how, like you know what she does, and I don't really like it. I don't know if she listens to my podcast. Well, she never mentioned that she listens to it, so I guess I don't really care if I talk about her. Then again, my podcast is titled Chismosa Chinita, so I have the right to
Podcast is
talk
like,
shit about people.
actually, your podcast is like with half my name in it already.
Yeah. No, not half. Probably like 25% or like, yeah, 25%. Since we didn't get to post the last thing we recorded because at that time your mic wasn't working properly.
Yeah, or it didn't.
Although that
Oh
would
well.
be a re- 'cause I really tried fixing it up, but it
Yeah.
just wasn't your mic. It was also because of Yahoo Messenger. It's really not clear from that. So,
Oh,
I
was.
really tried fixing it in Audacity and it didn't work out. So I was like, this sucks, but I kept it 'cause it was really funny. So
Yeah.
there.
I didn't even listen to like my slide yet. The same output would happen.
But okay, just so we could use a part of it like here. What did we talk about in that episode?
Basically, I just remember like did the 20 question thing. You pulled out the dictionary, and I was like twisting it, and I was trying to be my weirdest actually. Like sometimes I just gotta put my weird out there.
Interesting.
There comes the big topic, like the non-stopping topic about you eating me.
Okay, we still haven't gotten that clear with people yet. We always try to explain it, but we never use the material. Stop farting! Seriously, stop farting! Okay, everyone, did you hear that? That's his fart.
That was not my fart. That was my droid, Ototito.
Yuck! I don't even know you can speak Tagalog.
I could speak some, just from like common
No, but it's
phrases,
really weird because when you
words.
speak it, you can put the accent. Like, you don't have this whole Western accent to it. You kind of, like, speak it. Like, you know, give it the real deal and stuff.
Well, like that's another thing of me. I could do good impressions if I get deep into the character.
Okay. So.
And like I base like some of my comedic aspirations off Rex Navarrete and all that, But yeah, I was like really whitewashed.
Wow.
Even ever since like I was in the military and then I was like the token Pinoy guy.
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah, what's your sex story?
Wait, okay. We never got into the question the other way around. There was always this story of me eating you, but then would it go the other way around?
Oh, would it go the other way around? I mean, I don't want to, like, make anyone, unquote, quote, angry.
No, no one's going to get, quote, unquote, angry.
The thing was,
just hypothetical.
Like, what kind of eat?
Okay, fine. If you don't, oh well.
You mean, like, actually eat, like, in, that movie Alive, where, you're the last one there, and if you were the first one to die, then would I eat you? I don't know.
Well, I'd kill you, then I'd eat you. Or,
unless,
like,
you eat me alive.
Or, like, kill, or, like, kill you, because... Oh, no. Or, like, you die out of, like, me eating you. Loss of protein, dude.
I don't know if you ever came to that situation, then I would eat you, or I'd eat anyone else, because, I'd be going on this theory, you know, that following theory where, like, oh, if you eat someone else, then, like, oh, no, you don't take their soul, or you don't get stronger, but, I don't know, something, like, alters your DNA or some shit like that.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, like, there's still people in Philippines of the tribal essence where they're cannibals and they're crazy, or they have superhuman strength. So if that were true, then I would eat someone.
Interesting. So at least now, to those who are listening, it means that we're going to eat, like, seriously eat, not, like, the dirty connotation of eating, okay?
But if we're coming down to the connotation...
Yes, we are. I knew it. I was waiting for it. I was like, knowing Jonas, he's not very innocent. He'll probably get into that in a bit.
I mean, that's something I actually like doing, you know.
You like, you know, doing what?
Eating in that sexual connotation way.
Interesting.
Only because, like, I like to be the giver, not the receiver, as you heard earlier in this podcast.
That's good. You're making a lot of people smile.
Like, because, see, like I said before, like, I put in an hour just to, like, make her, and, I don't know. I was watching Conan O'Brien during the whole thing, but I made it happen.
Okay.
I'm just type of nice person, you know. Not even sexually, but just for anybody, I'll like put in 110%, even if it's someone I don't know. I'll like give them a ride somewhere or something, you know.
That's interesting.
Like, I try not to be the crazy self all the time. I try to do things for people.
When you're sober?
Yeah.
And so are you drunk right now?
Not really, I'm just, like, chill. I already had, like, 40 ounce plus 64 ounces of different beers.
Okay.
I'm, like, real, like, relaxed right now. Usually I drink to, like, just relax. Then there's those times I drink to get stupid. Then there's those other times I just drink to, like, get away from reality or feel normal. Normal, quote, unquote, you know.
That's really interesting. So...
if I was sober right now, I'd be like, yeah, hey, what's up? That's always, I was, like, when you had no internet for a few days,
mm-hmm.
You could ask everyone on, like, our internet friends, like, how I was. I was just like, yeah, hey, what's up? I was talking, like, Ross from Friends.
But, like, why?
I don't know, you know, like, sometimes I'll get depressed or something. Not, like, really depressed, but I'll just get sad, or I won't feel normal, or I don't know, just, I'm just, like, not 100% myself at all times. Actually, according to other people, there is no such thing as my normal self. I'm, like, many things.
Yeah, like, I have this big problem because I know that I have, like, multiple personalities. And, to, like, some people, they take it as me trying to be someone else. Like, 'cause to different people, I show, like, the different side of me.
Well, that's what everyone. I actually read
Right?
up on. I read up about it. Like, everyone always has different roles with other people, and
Exactly.
it takes work to be the same in front of everybody at, different groups at all time.
And like that, like some of them would say that, oh, so it means that you're plastic or something because you're not being yourself with everyone else. So that took like forever for me to explain what I was trying to say and stuff.
I mean, who do you exactly hear that from? Like, oh, you're plastic because you're this and that. Is it like new people you meet or something?
No, to
Is it people
older
that know you?
for like a long
Oh.
time.
Oh.
So
Well,
that's.
you're only a few things in front of them the whole time.
I know.
Like, even like your oldest friends may not know you 100%. Because you'll act different in front of this person, you'll act different from that
Yeah, and
person.
obviously, like, people constantly change.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's not like you could promise yourself that you're gonna be like a hard ass forever or a crazy ass forever,
Yep.
Then me, I just choose like one path. Like, I decide to be, outgoing, crazy, wild in front of everybody. And then I'll choose to be like subtle when it's just like a one-on-one talk. Probably like right now, I don't know if you consider it like me being subtle or crazy, but this is basically the gist of it.
Interesting. What is that, why is sex like the favorite topic of everyone?
Because it's like, I don't know if everybody got the chance to do it all the time, it would be everybody's favorite hobby. Like the ultimate pleasure, Basically, it's supposed to be like that. I mean, what else do people get pleasure off? Oh, I like to build boats. I get like so hard building boats or something. You're not gonna hear that every day. You're not gonna hear like, oh, chess is so fucking fun. Like, I know how to kill you within 3 moves and shit like that. Or video game. Well, video games is like good because it's an art. I don't consider it like brain damaging or brain or time wasting. But
Interesting.
another thing, like me photoshopping, I only do that, or I only got used to that. I got into it because I was bored. I have a lot of time on my hands. Then like computer games, blah blah. MySpace is not a what do you call it? A hobby or a like anymore. It became an addiction.
I don't know why, but I never got into MySpace that much. Like, I have one, but then, like, I don't really use it that often.
Most of your friends from PI, right?
Yeah, so they're all pretty much in
That's
Friendster.
why. Everyone has friends in PI, or everyone that's like PI bound is like on Friendster. Like,
I
I
have
used to be addicted.
Multiply, but yeah.
Yeah. On Friendster, right? Everyone in the Philippines does it because like they run out of room for friends. But
Interesting.
MySpace, is basically for people here in the US.
I remember one time all I actually said was interesting. Like that would be my most common like expression. And like in one conversation I could probably say it in like 50 times or something.
Mean like I like bread and butter
And I'd
50
go,
times.
interesting.
Wow, this is gonna be real random, but I was gonna bring up like the food I ate in the army.
Okay.
I mean, it was like your basic, like, home cooked. Not so home cooked. It was like mass produced by chefs. Not cuisine chefs, but people that just like opened up the package and cooked it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I used to get a whole breakfast, you know, like eggs, bacon, the whole nine yards, and I would douse everything in liquid butter. And it was so good. But I'm just like hungry right now.
Okay. You put butter in those?
Like, you know, the not the movie theater popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Not the movie theater butter popcorn, but it was just butter. And I would like squirt it all over my food.
Ew.
It was so good.
Like, you know, in the cafeteria here, I actually stopped eating here because they put butter in everything. Like, even in rice.
Butter. Rice.
Yeah, seriously, like, after they cook
cereal.
After they cook rice, they mix it with butter or like lard and stuff, and I like couldn't take it anymore because I felt really sick after 2 weeks of eating in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. I figured like I don't really care. I'll probably like, you know, order out or like buy.
Oh my god, I would so love to eat at your cafeteria.
You should come. I've been telling you to come here. You're supposed to bring me Jack in the Box, right?
Let me know where you live, because, like, I don't want you to, like, expose your address.
Obviously, I'm not going to expose my address, like, in my podcast. I'm not stupid.
I think you did on the Gizmo thing.
I didn't do that in Gizmo. Like, I never gave out my address. I just said, like, I'm in the mountains of California. Oh, but Ovid knows where I am because he kind of, like, went to this area, I think, a week ago.
Well, I kind of found out your address because, I looked on the Gizmo thing. There's this option to look up where you're calling from.
See, my option doesn't work. Like, I'm supposed to just click on it, right? Nothing ever pops up or shows.
Because it showed the exact street where you lived on. You know.
I don't think it's the right one.
Like, sign up with a different address?
No, I just don't think, like, they can track where I'm calling from.
I think they did. Because it looks like a place where there's no, like, main streets. It looked like a suburban area with just all, like, house streets.
Here it is. You're asking me, like, what street are you near? No, it's near Lafayette Hill. Lafayette.
Okay. Are you in, like, somewhere in, Santee?
Near there. Well, that's like, 2 minutes from here.
Interesting, so this actually works! This whole map thing actually works!
Do you, like, know Moraga Road?
Yes!
Hey, don't give anybody your, like, Gizmo thing.
I know. It's good that it's only just us.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, wait, let me just zoom in a bit more. This is so cool.
Better than MapQuest.
Yeah. So you're... Well, I don't see any other, like, near streets. Okay, let me zoom in more.
Name of interstate.
Oh. 15?
Yeah.
Okay, now people can actually stalk us when they listen to this.
Right. They're gonna get lost in San Diego.
Yeah, they're gonna get lost here. Like, I get lost here. Because it's really, like all mountainy and, like, trees and stuff. So it's really hard.
Well, cool. I didn't know there was a Kobe Drive near where I live. Actually, this is wrong. This doesn't pinpoint exactly where I am. I think it pinpoints, like, the server.
Yeah, that's what Sony was saying.
Yeah. Because Qualcomm Stadium is, like, it'd probably take me, like, 20 minutes to drive there because of all traffic.
This is cool!
Duh. But I think it's pinpointing your exact location because it looks like... It doesn't look like there's any businesses there.
Well, there's really no business here anyway. Like, you could say it. I don't really mind because people can't find this place.
I'd probably get lost, like, on it. Five, just trying to find it there.
Yeah. Okay, are you in, like, Mission Village Drive?
That's still, like, about 10 minutes from where I am.
Aw, I have to zoom in more. Oh, are you near, like, William H. Taft Junior High School?
I didn't even know we had that high school in here.
Oh, okay, this sucks. I need to zoom in. Okay, well, it's weird because, I see all these streets, and then
you're looking at the Foon. That's what you're doing wrong.
Oh.
I live near the 54 interstate.
Are you, like, near... I'm totally lost. Like, I'm not even driving yet. I'm, like, so getting lost in this map. So bad at this. We're going to get everyone to stalk you right now.
Awesome.
That's what we plan to do, huh? Okay.
I think they're, like, too scared to stalk me.
Yeah, because they probably think you're a psycho or something.
Because I counter-stalk them.
Yes, counter-do everything. I can't believe we did that to that guy.
That guy was, like, so annoying.
Yeah, like, what's up with all his colors and stuff? He totally couldn't get over that.
He had colors? He had turquoise the whole time.
No, because he was explaining, like, all these colors and what they meant and, like, whatever, like, crap, was going with, like, what, and he was, I don't know, he was really weird. What are you doing? If you're planning to fart on the mic, can you, like, not?
Because, like, you know how I took it off my mic? Or, like, yeah. I took it apart yesterday?
Yep.
Hasn't been able to fully close ever since.
Okay, so that's part, I guess, of our podcast, trying to stalk each other. That's gonna help.
13 minutes of that segment is all trying to stalk me.
Well, I don't plan to stalk you, okay? But it's interesting.
I probably wouldn't be home if you were to do this.
I know, like, well, I'm always here, so...
I'll come back to the pad, and you'll be, like, standing there, like, knocking at my window or something.
Trust me, I won't waste my time trying to stalk you.
Be fun, though.
To have a stalker?
Yeah.
Or to have me stalk you?
I don't know, I prefer my stalkers to be, female. It's okay to have a candle shrine with my pictures.
Ew, that's just too creepy.
It shows motivation.
No. It just shows, like, paranoia and stuff.
Paranoia? How's that paranoia?
I wouldn't want anyone to, like, have a picture of me and, like, candles and stuff.
If the girl was really cute and all that,
well, she might end up, like, killing you or something.
She wouldn't. She could kill me.
Okay.
Why would a stalker kill you? Or why would someone obsessed with you kill you?
Because like, if they can't have you, it means no one else can have you. Therefore, they'll just kill you.
Well, you know, if like a stalker tried to like have me, and if she was like really cute and all that, I'd be like, oh, all right.
I don't think I'd want to have a stalker.
I'll probably like counter stalker her. To be calling me all the time, and I'll build it up enough to where I'm calling her all the time.
Oh, ew.
That'd be a movie right there, like two people stalking each other.
I know, that's just thing. Weird. You're both psychos then.
Because if it's both psychos, and like that would cancel out, and that would be probably a good relationship right there.
Okay!
Like,
if
oh, we have something in common. We have something in common, we're
yeah,
both stalkers.
Yeah, we start, like, if you were to, like, start telling people, like, oh, you know how we met, we started stalking each other. And, like,
I think that would actually turn out to be a good conversation, or a good story.
Yeah, huh. That's gonna be, like, weird.
Like, I remember, like, I started school, then I started stalking her, and then I kinda got bored, then, like, she started stalking me. Then we started stalking each other without knowing it. Like, yeah, and then, like, we started stalking each other in a coffee shop. I was hiding behind, like, the billboard, and she was hiding behind, like, the menu.
That's really weird. I remember, well, I didn't really stalk anyone, but I know that I have a friend, and she would tell me that she stalked her teacher, like, back in grade school or something.
She liked him or something?
Yeah, I think that's what she, like, back in high school, she stalked him, and, like, literally just followed him, like, until his house or something. I know. I was like, after that, I was like, oh, I don't really want to hang out with this girl anymore. Because she seems creepy.
She could have stalked me, shit.
Is your mic about to die or something?
No. What did that last sound like?
You farted! Stop farting!
People are gonna be like, this nasty stalker.
Yeah, farter, or like, sharter.
Like, farter slash counter stalker slash like arsonist or something.
Yeah. Cause, if your mic's broken, other than you trying to, like, clean it last night, I think you stick it up your ass too much.
Except from Charlotte.
Ew.
What if bullshit.
But seriously, your mic does sound a lot better than the first time we tried to record an episode.
Just like get rid of everything that's trying to like filter it.
Interesting.
You ever hump a stuffed animal?
Let me see.
Girl, like, I really did it. I just don't want to tell these people. I just threw it out there as, like, a random topic.
Okay. Have you ever humped a stuffed animal? See, you can't answer! Fine, so at least we know our answer. If you don't have to, share it with anyone else.
I got toys for humping. I need no stuffed animal.
Well, I haven't, like, done that in a really long time, though. Like, I don't know, in years, I guess. Like, years, years, years.
So would you just, like, let it rip up on you and, like, just get off?
I don't know. I think I was a kid then.
Like, were. I think. I really just did it 2 weeks ago.
Ew! That's just gross. Why do you do that?
I wonder why things with people like sex as a subject has to be gross. But it feels so good.
Well, it's not like the subject that's gross, it's what people do. Like, that makes it gross sometimes. But then, like, I'm fairly quote-unquote adventurous type of person, so...
Sexually adventurous.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. You could ask people. A lot of people know that.
I don't know why people are saying gross. Is it because they just don't want other people to think we're, like, nymphomaniac?
They probably want to act like all... See, that's the thing that I hate the most. Like, especially with people, not people in Manila, but people I know, they kind of, like, say, oh, gross, and, like, start talking about, you know, start, like, talking shit about people or, like, gossiping about it, where, in fact, they're guilty of it themselves.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, pisses me off.
Yeah, because of, like, something that makes someone feel really good at the end or during.
Yes. So, there. How long have you, like, have, when was the last time you had sex?
No comment.
Fine.
I can tell you another, not like the actual sex, but an experience. Last time was like 2 years ago.
No!
Well, this is like, this had to do something with something we took.
Okay.
To alter our well-being.
I guess that is the politically correct way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, like, they all started off as, like, oh, put some lotion on my skin, so I did. One thing gets to another, and I'm doing on her boobs. She's like, oh man, her boobs are but like, kind of stuck my finger down there, and she was like nodding no, no, I'm like, no, no, don't. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And we're like making out hardcore. Like, this is like good. And like, I was thinking in my head, like, I wonder if I could get her to fulfill one of my fantasies, which was, this is a kind of weird one, like, where a girl rubs lotion on her tits, like, a lot, and then, like, rubs my whole body in it, and she did it, and I was, like, awesome.
Okay.
Because, like, I saw it on the Howard Stern show, and I was like, I want that! And then, like, she got a call from her boyfriend in the Philippines.
Oh my god, seriously, you're so bad!
No, but we were, like, we're on a good one, so... Yeah. We're popping pills, yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, the thing I don't want to go all the way is because, like, I still respect that whole total thing of the relationship. And plus, like, that was, she had a fiance and all that, but.
Oh my god! I can't believe you did that with someone who was, like, about to get married or something.
But at least you could say, like, I didn't go all the way, you know?
Still, that doesn't, like, justify what you guys did.
Well, yeah, like, we had this on... We're doing this for, like, hours and hours, just, like, you know, feeling good with each other, doing that, and, like, I started kissing her on her neck, and then, like, we got in the missionary position, and then I just, like, did my business through my underwear.
Okay.
And then, like, I rolled over and fell asleep.
That's such a kid! You're such a kid!
Because she didn't want to, like, experience the full on Jonas experience, so. Like, alright, if you don't want, like, whole experience, I'm just gonna, like, roll over and sleep, so yeah.
Okay. Well, that, I guess, makes sense.
I mean, I don't got a lot of mileage, but I have a few stories, and that's just about it.
Interesting. So, what other, like, fantasies do you have?
Well, my fantasies are mainly, like, hopeless romantic ones, too, where you just want to, like, hold them and cuddle them and, like, watch movies. And
really? That's really refreshing to hear, like, from a guy.
Like, licking their eyes and just, like...
Whatever! You're not serious about this, are you?
I actually am, you know, like,
Wow, that's something I'd never expect from someone like you.
Well, like, I'm not, like, all evil, I'm not all good, I'm, like, in between, you know? I'm, like, balanced out. Somewhat.
Interesting. That's really cool.
Because, like, I'm really that type to... Like, I'd like to be with a girl, like, every day for the rest of my life, rather than just have, like, a one-night standard tour. I don't know her name, blah, 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 you know?
Wow. Interesting. And it's like, wow, I mean, like, I never, totally will not expect that from you, or, like, I know some guys who are like that, but they're just, like, rare to find.
I see. There's this other time, like, this is, like, a couple weeks ago, like, that girl I like.
Uh-huh.
Like, we got, like, really drunk, karaoke bar and all that stuff, walked around downtown, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I took her back to, like, my place where I live, not, like, in my pad, but, like, we were in my parking lot.
Okay.
And then, like, I had the chance to mess with her because she was, like, knocked out and blah, blah, blah. But then the only thing I did was, like, I carried her onto my lap and I just held her until I fell asleep. And the bad thing about it is, like, she woke up and she's like, how the fuck did I end up in your lap? Like, I was getting scared and she, like, questioned me and she called me up later and she asked me that again. She's like, how the fuck did I end up in your lap? I was like, I don't know. She's like, no, seriously. I was like, shit, like, in my mind and shit. I was like, I seriously don't know. I was, like, really, really, really drunk because, you know, it's soju. Because when you drink soju, it creeps up on you and, like, it really messes you up. But basically, I just wanted, like, to put her on my lap and, like, hold her and stuff. Because I don't even know if I had a chance to do that in real life when we're all sober. So, she's about to move, so.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that. When's she moving?
She's moving at the end of next month.
Okay.
I'm gonna be really devastated. I probably won't even go online and stuff like that.
Interesting.
I mean, like, this is, like, the first girl I'm, like, actually happy with. You know, stuff like that. I never get to do with a girl, like, hold hands with her sometimes, and I don't know, she puts me in the friend zone, but still, it's like the closest thing I ever had to a girlfriend, so it's good.
That's something, like, I totally did not expect from you. Oh, hey, I can see your cell phone number.
Oh, I put it up there. There's only, like, I didn't put the last two up there, huh?
Yes, you...
I put up the last digit.
Yeah. Oh. No, you didn't put everything. Well, that doesn't really help now, does it?
Alright, people have a combination of, well, the numbers
they're gonna do is like call me up and say some shit and like piss
no,
me off.
No, I don't plan to call you up.
Listening and okay.
What? You kind of like chopped up for the last 2 seconds.
That's because I was plugging in my laptop. I didn't know it was like plugged.
Okay.
It was going to screensaver like every 2 minutes. It's like, what the hell?
Interesting. Okay, well, I don't even know why you put your number there if you're not gonna put like all 10 digits of it.
It keeps the people guessing. You only have like 18 to 20 conversation or combinations, yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna stress myself out figuring that out because I know like sooner or later you will tell me your number.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really use my phone a lot and I feel bad for having one. Because it's like, oh, why do you even have a phone if you're not even using it?
I know, that's exactly like, because I got Sprint too. And like,
free.
And like, I don't mind paying like $60 a month if I get to use all my minutes and like maximize all the features. But the thing is, like, I don't even use half of like the minutes I have.
Same here.
So it kind of like bums me out because I, you know, I'm not getting like my money's worth.
Yeah.
So there.
I've been paying like over $50 for like the past 5 years.
Yeah.
I always like do something stupid with it, like check my air or my phone. You have to go use airtime to check your text messaging.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't even alert you. My last bill was like $130.
Wow.
The most I ever had was like $200 because I was using roaming.
Oh. Like I. I only got Sprint because it's the only, like, service that has reception here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the mountains and everything.
That's how it was when I was in New York, upstate.
Like, I don't even know how to, like, read this thing I'm supposed to read.
What are you talking about?
Like, the book I'm supposed to finish or something.
You don't even know if that's the right book.
No, I know it's the right book. It's just like, I don't even know if I want to, like, read this. I want to read this when I'm not, you know, when I'm not stressed out and, like, not doing it for class, just reading it for fun. I don't mind doing that. But once it's, like, mandatory, I kind of, like, lose interest in it.
Yeah. That's why I brought running in there, like, if you're, I came up with, like, a knowledge theory, like, if you're made to do something, or if it's like your obligation for something else other than your own, like, work or recreational activity, then it's gonna suck. Like, when I was in the military, we had to run in a formation, we had to run, blah, 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 and I just, like, fell out everywhere, couldn't keep up. But if you're, like, running by yourself, if you're running on a treadmill, like, you could do it for probably, like, hours and hours on end.
Interesting.
But if someone, like, if you were required to, like, masturbate and stuff, I'd probably keep up, like, good with that. I'd probably be so good at that. I'd be, like, the master baser.
I can't believe, like, you've managed to, like, always stick in, like, sex in a conversation. Like, you just manage to do that. Like, well, I actually always do that, too, everywhere. Like, got my friends and everything. But
integrate sex into a logical conversation.
Yeah, I don't know why. And people call me a pervert for doing that. But I don't know. It's just normal. I mean,
it's probably because it's, like, the easiest thing to talk about.
Yeah. And it's kind of, like, the major, like, the icebreaker that you could have, because it gets everyone into, like, a really comfortable mode.
Yeah, it's like you just walk into a room of, like, business people and be like,
I could have sex right now. And then you're like, yeah, me too. You're a good boss or worker.
But then, like, I think one thing everyone agrees that they wouldn't want to have is that you walk in on your parents. That's just disgusting.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is the reason why I'm glad I do drugs, because I think I did walk in on some people.
Oh my god.
But then I'm just glad it's out of my mind. I know I probably caught someone before, but I'm glad it's like out of my mind.
Okay.
All the brain cells like I killed.
Interesting. Well, but like going back, you haven't had like sex in 2 years?
Well, I haven't messed around in 2 years.
But have you had sex in the past 2 years?
No.
Wow. Huh. That's, like, because I remember someone telling me that, and I was like, that's impossible. Like, I don't see anyone being able to do that. And he was like, no, trust me, I did manage to, like, not have sex in like almost 3 years, and I was like, interesting. And like, you're the only like second person I've heard who said that.
Well, it's like sometimes it's like a choice thing, because like I'm that type to look for the person that I want to, you know, and then like other people goes, oh, you can't be picky, and then other people goes like, oh, we'll take you to Tijuana and blah, 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 you know. Basically, my plan is just, like, find someone that you really like and, like, stick with her for as long as possible.
Yeah, that's just a good idea.
At least a summer fling. That's all I'm hoping for.
Where? When?
Doesn't matter. If it comes, it comes. That's what other people tell me to. And I hate that saying, because keep thinking to myself, well, it's never gonna come, or it's gonna come in time, in long time.
Yes, every time he farts, he really has to share it with everyone. Like, everyone just has to, like, inhale it and imagine that you're savoring his fart.
It's like we're having a serious conversation and
you're gross. Okay, that's gross. Sex isn't gross, but you farting on your mic and then, like, putting your mouth, like, in your mic, that's just gross. Don't you ever think of that?
No, because, like, I'm like, not sticking directly to my asshole and shit.
But still, it's like gas. It has all those particles that fly around. Like,
you're filtered through my pants. But all you're getting is like pure sound.
That's gross. Well, you told me you were like, oh, well, you didn't tell me. You told everyone else like hours ago that you were naked and everything.
Oh, that was just drunk talk.
Oh, okay.
Not really naked, you know, like, oh, if you can't see me, I'm gonna say, like, there's a dragon breathing down my neck, and, like, I'm, like, finger banging it or something.
Whatever. I remember I was, like, talking to everyone else, and I was telling them that I was half naked. Mm-hmm. I wasn't kidding.
So you were, like, naked from the waist down?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not awesome. That's just me being lazy.
Actually, it would look like better if you were like banging yourself or something.
Like,
what's that buzzing sound?
Well, I don't think I'm that comfortable in front of you guys for me to do that.
You'd be like, I want to feel more comfortable, so I'm just gonna like turn this little didgeridoo on. And buzz. Your mic sounds really like buzzy right now. Why is it?
I don't know.
No. I'm saying that.
Oh, okay. But then, like, No. Okay, you want it to sound like this?
You do have a toy.
No, it wasn't
you
my
do
toy.
Have
it's
a
not,
toy.
It's not my toy. It's my phone. Seriously, I can show you my camera right now.
That sounded too like intense to be a phone.
Well, I have an 18th century phone, remember? If it can ring that way, it really sure can vibrate that way.
18th century phones don't have vibrators.
Why are you picking on me? Why don't you just believe that it's my phone?
I just want to believe you that you have toys.
Well, I do plan to get some. Seriously. But for now, no,
what,
I don't have toys.
What, these past few years you've been using, like, beer bottles or something?
No.
Oh, thinking back, like, did I use a beer bottle? I won't say that, so no. Use, like, the $2 liquor bottles from the convenience stores.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but no. But although, huh, it does sound like a vibrator.
I don't think it vibrates that long.
But, yeah, it's just my phone. My phone's, like, really ancient looking. Oh. Stop farting! You fart too much!
Dang, this mic is sensitive. Pick up everything now.
Well,
that time I had it like a foot away from my ass.
Well, then, yeah, I guess it is sensitive. You're gross.
I don't even know if that's me really farting.
I don't know.
I could just be making random fart sounds like this.
Okay, fine. But then, like, okay. Then it means, like, I shouldn't trust you or anything.
You shouldn't trust my fart sounds.
No, I shouldn't trust you either.
Are denying my fart capability skills?
I could. Well, I think I should. I shouldn't
I think
believe
you should just
you
edit out the fart sounds.
I'm not gonna edit the fart sounds.
Like, bleep them out, like, dude.
No, I am not going to delete the fart sounds.
That's a weird thing, too, like, what do you call it, have you ever watched Japanese porn?
I've never watched Japanese porn, but then I remember back in high school, like, these guys would bring in comics of, like, new, like, they call it hentai.
Yeah.
That's just about it.
Well, like, I was watching a few Japanese porns. And, this is the intense kind of porn to where they use their bodily waste for fetishes.
Like, shit?
Yeah.
What? Where? How? Like, explain. I'm really curious about this. Okay, go.
Alright, that site consumptionjunction.com that I go to, like, sometimes they show that, like, right in the front page. And,
let me go to that right now. Shut up!
Her keyboard. Typing away.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, like, they would show that kind of porn, and there'd be shit, feces everywhere, whatnot, right? The thing is, they censor out the pussy, they censor out, like, the dick. I'm like, why the fuck do they do that when they're showing shit everywhere?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, out of all of them, like, the shit should be, like, the most X-rated thing.
Well, I guess because shit isn't, like, a private area or whatever.
But it's like the more intense part of, like, porn, of scatological porn. But then they censor out the dick, they censor out the pussy, and no, they don't censor out the tits.
There's just this weird naked guy in front, like, in the main page.
Oh shit, they updated it.
Okay, for people who I'm sure is interested in what we're looking at, it's consumptionjunction.com, okay? Yes, you're advertising this right now.
I don't know, if you want a more PG-rated website, I go to ebombsworld.com.
Oh my god, this is really weird, like stuff on the bottom of the picture, and it goes like, Dear Madam and Gentlemen, well, at the university this morning, I came across your ad placement expressing a desire to pay a student to masturbate.
Yeah, these people, the writers of that website, the authors, like, there's several of them. They're, like, the most sick-minded people on the U.S.
And they actually have their picture!
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually proud of, like, doing this and everything.
I don't know, I give them mad respect, though.
But this is interesting.
It is, so... like, not only that part, like, you know, you see the links up there, it'll say videos, audio.
Yeah, and I was kind of, like, looking, oh, pics, I should look at pics.
Pics are the good ones, like, I was about to, like, take those and put it up on the, putanganemo.com website forum, but then someone hacked into that forum, and it was like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that sucked. Okay, let me choose,
Texas is, like, the best one.
Texas, where's that?
It's more G-rated, you know?
Wait, let me click on one of this. Okay.
There's a lot of good jokes to put on, like, bulletins.
Click on the first picture. Lady wants to ride on the hood. This isn't interesting. Let's look for another one.
This isn't?
It isn't. I mean, the picture wasn't. There was just, like, this dick-shaped thing in the hood of the car. That's not that interesting.
Those are, like, user pictures.
Oh my god! This is just, like, absolutely gross! I mean, it's fucking disgusting! Do you know what I'm looking at?
What is it?
Like, the title of the, you know, the clip is raise your hands or I'll shoot. Mm-hmm. And it's like under it, like there's a small thing that says ass to lips.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, like I have to change this. This is just gross. It's not even like like corny or naughty. It's just plain disgusting. Okay.
I think it's the sickest website. Well, next to rotten.com or ogreish.com.
Okay, this is better.
Ass tulip. I know what you're talking about.
That's just nasty. That's just like bad. What's a hernia?
That's like where your asshole goes inside out and it's sticking out.
Ew, that's bad.
Yeah, either has to be pushed in or like repaired by surgery.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
What's the thing when, like, your intestine, like, goes down your one of your balls and your balls become big? What do you call that?
Oh, I don't even want to think about that, but I think that might be elephantitis.
That needs surgery too, right?
Yeah, like, mad surgery.
Ew, gross. So you can't really, like, fix that without surgery?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so sad. Okay, I don't... The title is Booger Counter. It's just like opening. I don't even want to. Oh my god. Ew. Oh my
she
god.
Opened it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. It just opened.
What is it?
Like, he's. I think he's picking his nose and kind of like putting it in one of his projects or something. Like a science project.
You have the most funniest reactions to, like. Extraordinary shit.
Me?
Yeah, because whenever I go on that site now, because like, I've been going on like these whatever sites for years now, and I'm just like too desensitized to any kind of material.
Because so you're go, like, oh. Kind of like immune to it. You're gross.
Yeah.
Okay, this is scary. Do you know like I have like my face so far away from, like, the screen because I'm just scared that I might just, like, get off my chair or something and, like, jump from, like, weirdness.
You're scared of, like, it popping through the screen and, like, touching you.
Ew. I don't want ass tulips on my face.
Ass tulips.
That's a lot of cum. Seriously, I mean, I'm staring
she
at
said
the
that's a lot of cum.
No, because I'm because I'm looking at the girl's like face, and like the picture is like this guy came on the girl's face, and that's like a lot. I mean, like a lot. I mean, like whoa, that's what was running through my head. I was looking at
sure
it.
It wasn't like from five other guys, and she just saved it.
I don't know. Well, the picture was only like her face and a guy's dick. Gross. Okay, to people who did not know what you were talking about, Consumption Junction. Although I will not return. That's just rude of you! Although I will not return to this site if I'm not talking to Jonas, because I don't really want to look at any of this without him.
Probably like your best show yet.
I know, it's probably like one of the funniest shows. See, you know, and it's about sex. Everyone just likes sex.
You know what my favorite pictures are of? Is like, you know how like the first one to sleep when everyone's drinking and everyone starts messing with them, like starts drawing things on
shit? Yeah.
Like those kind of pictures, like knocked out pictures.
Did I mess up anyone? No, I wasn't. Oh, I remember, we had this friend, and he was sleeping.
Yeah.
And, like, there were, like, three of us girls there. And, we kind of, like, all got on top of him.
You all, like, straddle him?
No. He was, lying face down, sleeping. So I kind of, like, rode on top of him. And then all, like, the two other girls went on top of me. And then, like, the last girl was kind of, like, humping. And, like, she finally woke up or something. So, yes, that's pretty weird.
It would have been weird if I got there.
And my friend, quote-unquote friend, was there, too. He actually took the picture for us, so I have a picture of that.
What?
Yeah.
Gay?
No, it was just like...
Oh, it was him. I would have, like, caught up on that.
It was just for fun. And besides, it's not like you can do anything about it if I want to do it. I mean, if I want to do that.
I would have, like, splooged everywhere or something. Get my comeuppance. I didn't mean to, like, call him gay or whatever, but...
No, it's fine. I call him a faggot.
Whoa. Are you still on the site?
Yes. Wait, where do you want me to go? Ew! That is totally fake. That is, like, totally fake. Ew, her ass is, like, bad. It's, like, terrible.
Your reaction was like someone just shitted on you.
It's like, I have to change. This is bad. Okay. I think, like, people probably, like, cracking up of my reaction. Like, what they'll
like,
probably
like,
see
you're probably
on
going,
site.
You're probably going to see the siren. I saw that ass tulip. Looking
like,
at
okay,
the ass
look
tulip.
At ass tulip. That's very important. So, okay, let's find another topic because...
I know a good topic.
What? You like seriously strangle you when I see you. Like, fine, I don't care. You're being mean.
It's like a part of the man.
Like, I like kind of like felt that I was about to like come up and talk to you, and you just farted on my face. That was how I felt. Okay.
That's like a good picture right there.
You probably, I mean, if you saw my face for like a split second, that's like priceless. My expression was probably priceless.
Farted your brain out, obviously.
To people who have, like, cannot figure out what we're talking about, this weird, perverted, Jonas guy I'm talking to has a penis pump. And not only that, he sticks his mic up his ass and puts it in his mouth after.
That's something I actually don't do.
Thank God. That's gonna be so gross if he did that. I really want to watch the Da Vinci
Code. I tried to download it, but it would come up as like Da Vinci Code documentaries.
Oh.
I was pissed off.
Because I really like the book.
So have you like changed your views on religion because of it?
Well, for me, like, I think what the book has to say kind of made sense, but at the same time, surprisingly to some people, like, my faith grew stronger. Because for me, like, you know, it meant that at least it gives, like, God a bigger connection into, like, being human, too. You know, oh. If he had, like, a wife and, like, kids and stuff, it means that he's human, too, and yet, you know, he can do all these things. So it gives, gives me a reason to feel that people should hope to become better. You know what I mean? It's kind of, like, complicated, but it's basically what I feel.
You didn't fall into being or feeling more blasphemous or something?
No. It's weird. I don't know if it's, like, I'm just weird, because that's how I ended up feeling, that, you know, I really felt that it was stronger, and it made me believe that at least, you know, it gives the religion a more realistic feel to it. Because,
all that, like, walking on water could have just been, like, someone looking far away.
Yeah. Not, like, you know, because, like, you know, they'd always say that, yeah, whatever, God was, like, human, too, and stuff. And for all of this to happen, it means, like, yeah, I guess he was really human, too. And, you know, there's just a closer connection into him going through all that problems and, like, being human. And, like, getting through that means that we could get through all, like, the shit we have, too. Stop that! Why do you, like, doing that? Stop farting! You're gonna fart, like, all your brain cells out.
Could be a new theory. The more you fart, the more stupid you get.
So I was expecting that.
Because, you know, like, throughout the day, you realize what you eat, and then, so every fart is like a test fart. You do, like, a 5% percentage, like, let out, you know, just to test it, and if it doesn't seem wet, then you let out another 5%. And if that 5% goes well, then you go through another percentage, and, like, it's up to you to decide to let it out fully, to the full potential. Alright, I'm at 50%, I'm doing good, I'm doing great.
Just try, like,
going to 50%, and then pow. You know, I think over, like, probably 45% let out is good. You're good to go.
That's fairly interesting. Although it does make sense when you're trying to explain it.
It's like, edit out all the farts, and then keep all the farts on one file, and then put it to, the gizmo button.
But it's gonna be like, what, 20 farts, like, one after the other.
You like my new sound button? All farts.
And, like, everyone's gonna know it's your farts. Because it has that distinct sound.
Well, I thought they were all unique in their special ways.
Oh. Okay, if you say so. Yeah.
That was from my mouth.
Yeah, that's fake too. See, I can tell if you're faking your farts.
I haven't, like, because right now I obviously have a smile on my face. And I seriously, like, haven't, like, had a smile on my face for this long. Because I think I've been smiling since, like, our whole conversation with Mishy and Shuri.
And it only took a few farts and a few sex talk sessions.
Yeah, I don't smile a lot. So for me to, like, stay smiling for, what, 2-3 hours? That's a really long time.
For me to do that to you again, I'd have to fart and talk dirty to you all the time.
You don't talk dirty to me.
I don't?
No, you don't. Oh, or, well, if you are, it's not working, I guess.
I'm working. You're not getting hard.
Well, there's nothing to get hard. With me.
Like your nose strips.
Well, no. If you're planning to get me horny or anything, it's not working.
I have to say, like, I want to take you out to a movie, into a dinner, and I want to kiss you on the neck and rub flowers over you.
Nah, that's not gonna get me horny. Some people know how to get me horny, at least. It's good enough. Stop farting. Mishy's right. After some time, you can actually imagine it, like, smelling it. It's gross. Don't do that. I can't believe you thought Ovid was a girl.
Look, dude, it's, like, long hair.
Well, it's Ovid. Ovid's, like, definitely a guy's name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that in anywhere in my family.
Oh, I don't have that anywhere in my family, too. I just kind of, like, assumed that it was a guy's name. Do you consider yourself as a pervert?
Somewhat. You know, I could be good, but...
You could be
I
good?
I like talking perverted sometimes, you know? It's like, you gotta get that out there sometimes. You can't always talk all logical, blah, blah, all work and no play.
I don't know. I guess I'm not, like, pervert, like, sex addict pervert, but... I just talk about sex a lot, I guess. You could put it that way.
So you consider yourself more of a sexologist than a pervert?
Yeah, I guess. Well, not a sexpert because, obviously I have to continue improving or, like, exploring. But it's fun. It's like, you know, trying new things and everything. And I'm actually thankful that my quote-unquote friend is not, like, the typical narrow-minded guys. Because, like, I know some guys probably wouldn't want to try what I've tried. Like...
Really?
Yeah.
So, you have, like, names for your positions or something? Like, the Dirty Sanchez?
No, like...
Pakistani Drill Press?
No, like, names, but then, yeah, we kind of, like, experiment. We should give names.
You're all like, I want to try out this new thing I call the Neener. So we should put your leg up in the air, and the guy, like, tries to hop up on, like, his big toe. Like, bounces, like, fork and a knife on a basketball or something.
I should, like, no, I wouldn't. You would, but like, I wouldn't name any of, like, the positions, like, the Jonas or something. That's just, like, gross. I mean, no, like, I guess it's okay for you because you're Jonas, but, like, for me, how can I, like, tell another guy or, like, hey, you want to try the Jonas with me? Like, what?
He's gonna be like, okay, but I kind of feel weird. Using someone else's name while we're having sex. So where do you get your moves from? The Kama Sutra?
No, like, sometimes, like, the Kama Sutra or, like, websites, but then, like, I don't exactly follow it, because, like, if you look at those magazines, either, like, sometimes Cosmo or, like, FHM or, like, all these sex, like, magazines, and they have these, like, positions you can try or something. And I remember, the article was, like, 10 positions that would you know, like, one of the best 10 positions, I think. And I was looking at it, and, like, I was like, did this, done this, done this. And I'm like, okay, I guess I should start, like, exploring or experimenting on different, like, positions and stuff.
So was anything from the top 10 enjoyable?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, you could say.
I'd like to do more exploring or at least get my foot on the adventure.
Then, like, I don't know. It sucks. I trust the people who are listening or who are going to listen to this to be, like, more mature and, like, not so immature and, like, you know, Joan's been trying these positions, or, like, Joan's been, like, doing this and that.
People are going to make them more,
That's just immature of them.
They'll probably be more interested, involved on it, like, oh, I should start reading that book. Or, oh, I saw it starts...
going to that website.
Or, oh, I should start farting more or something.
I think, like, in the future, 75% of, like, my podcasts will be with you, I think. Like, I'm fairly kind of, like...
They're gonna be like, oh, does he have a podcast?
He's the fart guy in Joan's podcast.
Ah, that's Otto Dito.
You should, like, do just podcast really one major fart. Like a bomb type of fart.
Dang, if it ever came down to that, I would probably be like the ass tulip guy.
Okay, by now, everyone should have been to the site and checked out what that ass tulip thing is. Or else you guys are stupid and lame. I guess we could stop it here, because, like, I need to go to bed. I have to wake up at 10.
Dang, it's 5 in the morning.
I know. Like, I have a 10:30 appointment, and, like, I guess I could wake up at 10:15. So, yeah. But then I'm pretty sure that I will see everyone else tomorrow night. Right?
Right.
Good. Okay.
Right.
Alright. I guess this is it.
This is me signing off number 5, 6, and 7.
And the rest of all the other podcasts, I'm guessing. Aw, that was sweet.
You thought that was real?
No, that's not real! That was nice of you.
Well, I guess I'll see you tonight.
Yep.
Alright.
Okay. Alright. Bye.
Bye, Joan.
Bye. So that's the 5th episode of our podcast. I hope you guys liked it, because I know I had fun recording it. I know it's a long one, and I don't know if that's good or not. So why don't you guys post up comments either on the website, that's twistedsunshine.podomatic.com, or email me or Yahoo Messenger me at chismosachinitas@yahoo.com, and you'll hear from us soon.